This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Tuesday night, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. We could not get a hold of Antonio Okafor, which is too bad. I would have liked to have had her on the show. We'll continue to try to get her, and if we get her, that's fine. We'll bring her on. This does happen from time to time. I never like it when it happens. I've been a guest on other radio shows before. I always thought it was quite, you know, sort of flattering to be asked to be on a radio show. Maybe I'm just wrong. Anyway, coming out of Antonio Okafor land with the Students for Concealed Carry, coming out of Austin, Texas. There's a debate going on right now over whether campus carry leads to an increased rate of on-campus sexual assault, which is hilarious. That's hilarious, consider that. Because they don't have it yet. They haven't had it yet. How would they, where would be the historical precedent for that? Campus carry opponents have taken to citing a study conducted by the Campaign to Keep Guns Off Campus to argue that campus carry leads to an increase in on-campus sexual assaults. These opponents of campus carry ignore the fact that the cited study, which was not peer-reviewed, acknowledges that its results certainly do not prove that concealed carry causes more crime. And yet they pointed out that, anyway, these campus carry opponents ignore or dismiss the fact that the Campus Carry Policy Working Group at the University of Texas at Austin concluded the evidence does not in any way support the claim of a casual link between campus carry and an increased rate of sexual assault. The campus carry opponents argue, given that Colorado and Utah shield the identities of concealed carry license holders, there is no way to know if people who hold CHLs were the perpetrators of these acts of sexual violence. That's a bunch of junk. You can damn sure bet that if there was some sort of shenanigans going on with concealed carriers out there in college land, that they would find out and let you know. Because that is what the narrative is about. It has nothing to do whatsoever with, you know, reality or facts or anything else. That they want to push the myth that when you have a concealed carrier license that you are prone to violence. In both Utah and Colorado, the unlicensed possession of a firearm on a college campus is a crime, a felony in Colorado, a Class A misdemeanor in Utah. Therefore, in any case in which criminal charges have been filed, it would be possible to look at both the police report and the charging documents to ascertain if the crime actually took place on a college campus. The Clery Act data used in the CKGOC study includes surrounding areas. If the suspect is reported to have used a handgun in the commission of the crime, and if the suspect was charged with the unlawful possession of a firearm on a college campus, indicating that the suspect did not possess a concealed handgun license, that would be very, you know, obvious at that point. The campus carry opponents touting this campus carry leads to rape theory could take those extra steps to corroborate their claims, but they don't want to because they know that no campus carry college has reported a sexual assault in which an armed CHL holder was either the assailant or the victim. I mean, that's pretty ironclad right there. According to the 1996 to 2013 conviction rates maintained by the Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas CHL holders were convicted of aggravated sexual assault at 1/6 the rate of unlicensed Texans. That statistic includes all Texas children in the number of unlicensed Texans. Contrast is even greater when only adults are counted. According to licensing data maintained by the Texas Department of Public Safety, the rate of concealed handgun licensing among Texans age 18 to 23 was approximately 0.68% as of January 1st, 2015. So, they're out there saying that if you get out there and you have a gun and you carry it on campus, that you are probably going to commit a sexual assault. There's no proof of that, though. There's no proof of that. And even the study that they cite says that there's no proof of that, and yet they lean on this. And they point out to the two states, Colorado and Utah, where it is clear that if if they're found to be in the unlawful possession of a firearm on a college campus, it's because they don't have a permit. It would have been so much more fun to discuss it with Antonia. But I digress. There's lots of college professors quitting. Well, not lots. There's been some. I don't get that. I really don't. I really don't get that because all you got to do is go off college campus and you're surrounded by guns, buddy. All of you that are quitting right now, all of you closed-minded hoplophobes that are out there looking at the gun and going, oh, my God. If you go to Walmart, you're surrounded by guns. If you're walking around downtown, you are surrounded by guns. Big Polly says it in the chat room. No one's ever been raped by a 38 special. Rape is something that occurs on college campuses to a very high degree. Or as they like to, you know, the nom de jour is sexual assault. Apparently it happens with new freshmen who are there. I think it happens more prevalently in the first 16 weeks because they're just so unfamiliar with their surroundings. Sort of seems like knowing that they would say, well, let's do something for these people and try to keep that from being part of the equation. Apparently not worth talking about, but, you know, who am I to question these eggheads? Of course, you know, college students, by the time they get to college, you know, the one thing I don't understand about this country, we can take an 18-year-old out of high school. We can put him in basic training in the military. We can teach him how to use a few complex weapon systems. When I say complex, you look at them and think they're complex. I don't think they're complex. But, you know, they learn how to shoot a law. They learn how to aim a Claymore mine. They learn how to operate an M4, M16, real, fully automatic weapon with real ammo. They get to learn how to do all that. They learn how to do fire and maneuver, which I would love to run a bunch of basic training recruits that just learned it in basic training against any SWAT team. Against any SWAT team, because you got youth on their side. These kids are going to be moving. But, once again, I digress. I don't understand why we can do that with an 18-year-old in the military, and yet out here in the civilian world, 18-year-olds are considered way too immature. They're old enough to vote. They're old enough to vote. And these are everybody, you know, that scares me. The fact that they can vote, the fact they can have a gun doesn't scare me. Or they should be able to have a gun, that doesn't scare me. But they're not allowed to have them. They got another 3 years to wait, another 3 years of, I guess, maturity. And then when you get to that 3 years, and if you're in school, if you're in college, you're a junior, right? You're a junior in a four-year degree, still can't have a gun. When we get back, we're going to attack the liberals for attacking Black America. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, moving on. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number two get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. There you will see some things, you know, you just don't see in stock anywhere, ever. All right. I'm not going to talk about this in first person because I am not that first person. This is coming from a guy named Philip Smith. He is the president of the National African American Gun Association. See, I can sit here. I look at black people and I just see people. Sorry. I don't see anything to particularly fear or anything else, any more than I would somebody that's white or beige or plaid. I just don't. The fact that with this conversation has to be out there is one of the saddest testimonies for life in these United States today. Not so much from the reality, because I know the reality. No, from the perception. That's what bothers me the most, the perception today. So, the issue here is open carry of weapons for black Americans. And this is not to discuss the legality of open carry. That's already been determined by your local state. No. And black Americans in these states can open carry just like anybody else. This is not the issue for some people. The real question is, should you open carry with all the issues that might happen because you have a gun on your hip in public view? Now, my first question is this. When did the Bloods and the Crips and all of, you know, the rapists and the carjackers and all of these desperate little thugs, when do they start carrying outside the waistband? When do they start carrying in the open? Are we going to sit out there and say to ourselves, cops are too stupid to decide who the good and the bad guys are? Are we going to do that and just paint with that broad of a brush? According to Mr. Smith, there's two basic schools of thought or comments that you would hear. And one school of thought is that you are entitled to the full rights as the rest of society, which that is the way I would lean. If you want to carry, then it is within your rights to do so without prosecution, persecution, or harassment. A friend told Smith on one occasion, I can do what I want and I'm not going to stop doing something because someone else may not like it or they feel uncomfortable. Gotcha. I'm good. I'm good with you. Smith, not so much. He says it's your right and the Second Amendment guarantees that right. No argument there. Second school of thought is that if you open carry, you put yourself in harm's way with the public as a black American because you have a gun. And it can be a big problem for some local law enforcement and the general public. It isn't fair or right, but that is the reality today. If that is the reality today, then that needs to be addressed. Whenever somebody comes to me and says, well, if you're open carrying, they may think that you're a criminal. That bothers me. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. In the olden days, open carry let people know that you were the law-abiding. The ones that wanted to, you know, the concealers were the ones that were the sneaky people. And they were white people and black people that openly carried guns in those days. Now, he asked the question, why put yourself in that type of problem when you can avoid it altogether? And he's also now, and then he shows his true colors because he also thinks that gives away a tactical advantage. But he wants to leave that up for another debate. He tries to mix things up. If he's in the city, he always concealed carries. But if he's out hiking or in a really rural location, he will open carry. He thinks that sometimes just the sight of a gun in the wilderness is enough. And then he understands the social realities that exist in 2016 and it adjusts his attire as may be needed. The problem here is this. I do not look if, you know, I am not a racist, and for somebody to look at anybody because of what they look like and say, well, he's carrying a gun, and he's black. He must be a criminal. What about cops? What about them? I see black Americans. I've seen video after video after video of them actually availing themselves to the Second Amendment right, drawing a gun on a bad guy, holding him down. These, I mean, the biggest difference between some black people and some white people is they're just, it seems like black people are more adamant about, I'm not having it, I'm not having it. And they will hold this person until the cops get there, and they think it is great to turn a bad guy over to the cops. Which is not to say that white people don't do that, but I mean, these people, these black people, the sad fact is that half of America's murder victims are black. Half of the murderers are black. These black gun-owning people that carry guns for self-defense only are probably pretty tired of being painted with this broad brush of if they are black and they have a gun, that must mean they are bad. In that, if that is absolutely the case, then I have to agree. The overwhelming fact of the matter is this, however. More white people get shot by cops. Now, that's what we're talking about, getting in trouble with cops. More white people get shot by cops than black people. And that's just the way it is because black America is only 12% of the population, 12 or 13%. That's it. The numbers are bad. Now, when a white guy gets shot, do we get out there and start protesting and everything? No. When I see a white criminal get shot, I'm not going out there going, well, what are we going to do about this? I'm like, Well, he won't be coming to my door to try to kick it in. But, of course, I'm sociopathic. I look at every criminal that gets dealt with, and I say to myself, okay, this is somebody we don't have to pay for. We don't have to support them in prison. There's no chance they're ever going to get out. It's all upside for me. And some people say, Bill, that's horrible. And I get that. But you know what? People, good people, you know, the fact that you are a good person, that's a colorblind thing. And you should do whatever you're allowed to do. You should do whatever the law says you can do. You should definitely enjoy that Second Amendment. Carry your weapon for self-defense and keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Especially you black ladies. Boy, you guys are saving the Second Amendment. Black women are saving the Second Amendment. Highest, biggest demographic of new gun owners out there today. Getting it done. I like it. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tuesday night, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Now to continue on with this Black America, this assault on Black America by the gun grabbers and the liberals, I want to ask you a question. Has anybody ever heard of the Deacons for Defense? Deacons for Defense were a bunch of Black clergymen back in the 60s, late 50s, early 60s, who would wait for the KKK to show up with shotguns. They would wait on them armed, and then when they would drive up, they would just keep driving by, but they'd be getting strafed with these shotguns. How do you think those Deacons of Defense would feel? Do you think they would have agreed with privileged progressives that guns should have been a lot harder for them to get at that time? Coming from the Violence Policy Center in the craziest... Has anybody gone to Vox.com? If you don't, if you haven't, don't go. V-O-X, don't go. But they put this on Vox.com. The Black homicide rate, which was 16.91 per 100,000 people. In comparison, the overall national homicide rate is 4.27 per 100,000. And the white homicide rate was 2.54 per 100,000. This includes all homicides, not just gun deaths. You can break it down a little further than that, though. And what's with white homicide rates being lower than those of many countries that have enacted restrictive gun controls? That's something you inadvertently point out, Violence Policy Center. That would seem to indicate that the issue isn't lax gun law at all, as the majority segment of the population behaves remarkably peaceably around these guns. The implication is what Michael Bloomberg articulated a few years back when he advocated for cities to enact special race-based disarmament edicts aimed at minority males up to age 25. Curiously, the usual payoff-seeking race hustlers didn't make a public squall over that, didn't say a word about that, the media didn't say anything about that, and the generally quick to vent outrage when progressive sacred cows are questioned conveniently kept a lid on things for Bloomberg. Vox doesn't make the same miscalculation here. Their premise seems to be, since some people can be trusted with guns, none of us can be, or since some people can't be, so none of us can be. The transition from pockets of predation to making sweeping indictments against the Republic as a whole can be seen in the lame attempt to compare U.S. gun ownership rates against gun-related deaths around the world. Now, all of a sudden, it's in their interest to add segregated whites back into the mix. The first bit of conflation is use of the word ownership, which is both a legal and moral concept. Criminals don't own property obtained through violent or thieving actions, and there can be a world of usage differences between things that are owned and things that are possessed. The other trick is to use a manipulated term like developed or industrialized to exclude from the discussion countries that don't support a premise. They've got a chart on their site at Vox, and it uses, you know, you can see Russia and Mexico listed, both with more restrictive gun laws and higher violent crime in the U.S. Well, no, actually, you can't. It's not there. It's not there. Whether you consult the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, or the CIA factbook, Mexico has a larger GDP than many of the nations that qualify as developed when it suits gun grabber purposes. Also rated above many countries in terms of economic complexity, Mexico, includes cars, computers, video displays, and delivery trucks among its top exports. It boasts a literacy rate of 93.4%. Somebody better tell Vladimir Putin that his third world jerkwater that he rules over has no business exporting rocket engines to the U.S. While they're at it, they should let Gabby Gifford's brother-in-law, Scott Kelly, know he just spent his last year risking his life in orbit with a pair of crude vodka-swilling peasants. Now, in all fairness, Vox offers some progressive, now this is all opposite day stuff, alternatives if Americans won't listen to them and their VPC talking points on guns. For starters, they want to resurrect forms of alcohol prohibition and stimulate the bootleg market with higher taxes, fewer points of legal sale, and Orwellian monitoring of prohibited persons. They want a permanent police occupation in high minority areas. They want to force more participation in indoctrination programs. They want even more dependency on government housing paid for by productive members of society who are somehow able to cope with lax gun laws, all the while resisting the urge to victimize others. In short, like the control freaks that they are, they want to ratchet up government control of all aspects of life and ignore the incontrovertible evidence that they're just piling more of the same destructive interference and subsidizing of poor choices that has led to today's inexcusable state of affairs. Now, if you want to look where the homicide rate is the highest, what you're going to find is that they're Democrat-controlled Bloomberg coalition zones. Not a racism issue here. Civil rights EEO laws have been around for the lifetime of most of the population. Barack Obama was elected with millions of white voters coming together to affirm their belief that race should not matter. And yet it seems the country is reaching new levels of polarization as those with the collectivist agenda gin up and exploit the hostility. So it's not about poverty, despite that excuse being so universally unchallenged. Look at the multitude of municipal, country, state, and federal welfare programs, and then look back to when there was truly widespread poverty and virtually no comprehensive safety nets, as in the Great Depression. There were public works programs then, of course, but nothing as comprehensive as today. And the operative word was work. Many of our parents and grandparents managed to emerge from that with their values, ethics, and esteem for personal responsibility, hard work, and education intact. And they did it without free phones and housing and utilities and nutrition programs and EBT cards and medical care and child care and internet service and $200 athletic shoes. By the way, everybody out there that doesn't know how a baby is made, raise your hand, because that's enabled too. It's not a lack of funding for urban education either, but fat cat union officials, bloated public school administrators, and social indoctrination engineers flush away billions of dollars. They're also part of the Democrat progressive machine. Young minds who, in spite of that, emerged from the other end of that mill with mastery of the basics. And there's even some that still manage to excel, do so through individual achievement and family expectation and standards, not because the collectivist central planning bureaucrat was successful. So Vox is pushing this status subjugation agenda instead of any true solutions. And that should not be a surprise to you, because like all progressive endeavors, the obsession is to control everything, including what their readers should think about the news. Now, a truism that some don't like but are still unable to refute is that anyone who can't be trusted with a gun can't be trusted without a custodian. Alternatively, those who commit intolerable acts are entitled to the birthright of free people. Those who do not commit intolerable acts are entitled to the birthright of free people. Skin color has nothing to do with that. Conduct does. The ones who have the biggest problem with the infringed right of the people to keep and bear arms, the ones who object the loudest to the true power sharing, are the same ones passing themselves off as egalitarians. And to show how regressive those would impose their rules on the rest of us truly are, the solutions they offer reject freedom and go take us back to the racist roots that began all of gun control. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. I've been beating up on the Democrats now. Allow me to do the same with the Republicans. Of course, and not in an anti-gun way. Simply in a way to, I'm in a bad mood. Okay. Now, the GOP has become a bit of a clientist party, which makes them the same thing as the Democrat Party. They just have different clients. Problem is the clients are not us, which we're supposed to be the clients. We're the constituents. There's a lot of things you can say about Donald Trump. One thing that you definitely can say about him, 95% of the problems that the Republican Party has today, he didn't cause. The problem in the Republican Party is the Republican establishment. There are people that would say, but Bill, there's no Republican establishment. Nobody ever names a Republican establishment. They always say the elites, the Republican establishment. Allow me to name some names. Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn, John Boehner, Eric Cantor, Bob Dole, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy, Kathy McMorris, Rogers, Karl Rove, Jennifer Rubin, David Brooks, George Will, John Kyle, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Jeb Bush, Peter King, and the whole damn NRSC. Being part of the establishment is more than just having power in the Republican Party or alternatively being obsequious to the people in power. It's a contemptuous attitude towards the concerns of the grassroots conservative and Americans in flyover country. That's the way they regard most people. And it's an attitude that says, we don't need to get the most votes to choose the nominee. We'll just keep the candidates preferred by the peons from getting enough delegates so we can install someone we want at the GOP convention. Or, yes, we promised that we'd fight Obama on the campaign trail, but if you actually expect us to do it, you're a chump. Or, sure, we talk tough about illegal immigration to the yahoos to get elected, but now that we're in office, we're going to do the opposite.
Or we're going to use the contributions and influence of Republican Party organizations to defeat electable conservatives in GOP primaries because we prefer to go along, get along moderate. We prefer to have them in Congress. Or we're willing to do what you Hicks want us to do on show votes, but when it really matters, we're going to go against you and hope you're not sophisticated enough to figure it out. The Tea Party movement gave the Republican Party the House in 2010, and the establishment said, we can't do anything because the Democrats have the Senate and the White House. Give us the Senate and everything will change. Then we'll fight for you. So that happened in 2014. And they gave the establishment the Senate as well. And if anything, the GOP leaders became even more compliant to Obama. This whole idea that they should keep a campaign promise, fight for the interests of their constituents, and stand up for the country and the Constitution is treated as an unrealistic joke by establishment Republicans. And then they get surprised that we get angry. When someone you voted in office sells his soul for the price of a few big dollar campaign contributions and a few nice articles in the Washington Post lauding him for being reasonable, you should be angry. Meanwhile, Obama has been radically trying to change the country into something unrecognizable. Obamacare, gay marriage, outright socialism, pushed openly while we're being told there's no such thing as gender. He's giving Iran the thumbs up to build nukes, and he's openly flouting the law with his executive orders. While all this is happening, 14 years after 9/11, our borders are still wide open. Hillary Clinton is being allowed to break the law with impunity. Racial tensions are exploding, and our debt is now so large that it's impossible for normal people to adequately prepare for retirement. If you're a regular American, how do you plan for the future when you can't count on Medicare or Social Security, and a debt-driven economic collapse seems just like a matter of time? Ordinary people are afraid for their country, and they're even more terrified when they listen to Mitch McConnell or John Boehner or the rest of the Washington establishment. The seed's utterly incapable of dealing with our problems. Treating grassroots with respect or fighting for anything other than what some rich donor is willing to pay for. Today they say Donald Trump is horrible and awful. He's a terrible monster who will lose to Hillary and ruin the Republican Party forever. So they're bombing him with massive levels of negative advertising, endorsing the only candidate who can conceivably beat him, and encouraging Marco Rubio and John Kasich to get out of the race, right? We're thinking Ted Cruz here, right? Right? Wrong. They're not backing Cruz. They want Kasich and Rubio to stay in the race so that hopefully they can have a convention fight that will allow them to foist Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, Paul Ryan, or some other establishment shill on the party. By the way, Mitt Romney has filed paperwork, Romney for President 2016. You didn't know that already. So, many Republicans would justifiably feel betrayed by a move like that, and it would probably cost us the election. But as per usual, they're perfectly fine with the ship sinking as long as someone in the establishment is at the wheel. They're like noblemen who are willing to do anything to keep power except give the impression that they're willing to respect the opinions of the dirty rabble out in flyover country. You want to beat Donald Trump? You want to have an alternative to Donald Trump? Conservatively, that would be Cruz. He's the closest. He's the closest to being conservative, fully conservative. I know all about his baggage. If you're looking for the perfect person, not going to find him. Some of you absolutely hate Cruz. I get that. I'm just telling you what is the reality of the situation. If you can't take it, I'm sorry. This is the reality of the situation. We don't have a whole lot to choose from here. Get the voters on your side and defeat him honestly. Don't embrace some sleazy backwater stuff that you're out there trying to assassinate him, assassinate the character. I don't know. I've said that many, 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 many times. I don't know how he would be. But this is a guy that's raised a giant middle finger 2 inches from the face of the Republican establishment who prefer to mock and ignore and alienate those of us who put them into power rather than fight for God, country, and conservatism. He's saying it. That's why people are rallying to it.
Keep telling you. And some people, that didn't happen. No.
The Republican Party created Trump. The Republican heroes created Trump. Jeb Bush has now gotten behind Ted Cruz. Now, I don't quite understand that because Lindsey Graham, who endorsed Jeb Bush, got out there and said you could kill Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate and nobody would care. Now he's out there saying we have to get behind Ted Cruz too. This is why I'm not in politics. Right? Talking about it is bad enough. Talking about it is bad enough, but Republicans, I got Republican Party elites. If this ship of the Republic goes down, you will be complicit because you could have done something about it. We gave you what you said you had to have, and you did nothing. You're doing nothing. If this ship of the Republic sinks, we'll be coming for you too. I will fixate upon you myself personally as the object of all of the pain of a nation that I swore to protect. We will come for you. Bear that in mind as you go about your day. I've met many of you. I find you to be incredibly arrogant. Everybody, most of the guys in the Republican Party think their nice white shirt is body armor, believe it or not. We're going to flip into hour number three. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.